Hello, and welcome to Minding Your Manor, where we cover everything home-related, including organizing, downsizing, productivity, decluttering, home management, and more. I'm Julie Ulmer, and I've been a professional organizer since 2003. Professional organizers help individuals or businesses take control of their surroundings, their time, their stuff, and therefore their lives. I typically work with people in their homes or offices, helping them declutter, get organized, be more productive, begin downsizing, prepare for moving or getting settled into their new home, and helping with home management. Today, I want to talk about kitchen organization. No part of a home attracts and fascinates me more than kitchens. They've gone from utilitarian space to the center of the home, the place where you can find people congregating, pets hanging around looking for a nibble of kibble, and probably a number of things that aren't even food related. They've become the entryway and the launching pad. In new homes, they're bigger than most any other space, and they can have simple appliances or be tricked out with professional-grade appliances that rival a small cafe bakery. Kitchens can be deal-breakers when it comes to buying a new home, even if the new homeowner isn't especially into cooking. Some kitchens are set up in a dysfunctional way, so even though there's lots more space, it's not necessarily efficient. The idea of a galley kitchen makes even a novice cook cringe, but there's some very small kitchens that can pump out an amazing amount of food because of the excellence of the design and the best use of the space. The one thing that I would love to have is a bigger kitchen. I spent a number of years in the culinary field, and generally I still enjoy cooking, but cooking in my glove compartment size kitchen is challenging and frustrating. It certainly helped me to develop some tips that might help you in your kitchen and help it function better. Flat surface space is almost always at a premium. Look around for things that are taking up prime real estate, such as knickknacks, canisters of flour or sugar that you rarely use, medications that should be in a cabinet or mostly stored elsewhere, and the oh-so-typical pile of mail hanging out on the countertop. Counter space is one of the most important aspects of any kitchen, and I've seen so many counters that are so cluttered with small appliances that aren't being used regularly or houseplants that should probably be somewhere else. Fido or Fluffy's Pet Care Center shouldn't be near food prep, period. Try to make better places to store flea and tick killer, leashes, and brushes. A large crock on the counter that holds frequently used utensils is a good idea, but if it's stuffed so full that something comes out with the tongs or the ladle when you grab them, then it's too full. Take most items out of the crock, except for a couple of spatulas, whisks, or tongs. Put the rest in a box or a drawer. When you need the extra utensils, pull them out. And over a month's time, you'll realize which utensils really are your go-to favorites that should actually reside in the crock on top of the counter. Upward space is always the best way to go. Think of two big cities in America, New York City and Los Angeles. So early in the history of New York, it became obvious that if the buildings were taller, more offices and homes would fit onto the tiny island of Manhattan. In LA, instead of going up, city planners mostly built outward, sort of low and squat. Square foot-wise, New York City fits a lot more into a smaller distance. So look up. Is there a large painting hanging on a wall where a few open shelves could be? Could you create more clear counter space by using an above-the-sink shelf for, let's say, salt, pepper, olive oil, bulbs of garlic, or other little items that will allow you to wipe the counter off without having to wipe around a whole bunch of stuff? Instead of phone books that you rarely use on the top of the refrigerator, maybe that's a good place for nested stainless steel mixing bowls. Cookbooks can be space hogs. Sure, they're super handy right there in the kitchen, but do you need all 25 of them living in prime real estate area? Is there a place near the kitchen that they could be stored? You might find that you have two or three favorites that you go to all the time, and the rest are for special occasions, so keep your favorites nearby and the rest somewhere else. Let's think about dishes and cupboard space. There's everyday dishes, special occasion dishes, serving dishes, or glassware. If you don't have a lot of cupboard space and a quarter of it is being taken up by grandma's fine china that you only use on special occasions or holidays, may I suggest that the china find another home? Is there a hutch or a bookcase to live in somewhere else outside of the kitchen? Maybe it could be stored with proper cushioning in a well-labeled box or a bin in a closet, the attic, or basement. One good thing about china, dishware, and glassware is that it doesn't absorb mold or mildewy odors if it's stored in a basement that has those issues, which most of them do, and it's rarely affected by the heat of being stored in an attic. Be careful of organizing containers that are intended to store things like cereal, grains, and flours. If it all doesn't fit into one container, then you're stuck storing the remainder of the cereal as well as the nifty container. If you bake frequently, then the traditional canisters of flour, sugar, brown sugar, and maybe oats make sense, but again, unless the canister holds all 5 pounds of sugar, you're left storing it twice. Square or rectangular canisters store easier in cupboards than round, so keep that in mind. If you're storing beans or grains in mason jars on an open shelf, just be aware that sunlight can change the composition and nutrition of the ingredient. Cleaning and utility closets can often be close to the kitchen, but sometimes we're taking up room with excessive brooms, floor steamers, dusters, and other supplies that could be stored elsewhere. Perhaps there is room on the back of the basement door to hang a broom or a mop, and maybe there's extra space in a bathroom closet for some cleaning supplies. One thing I frequently see is too many cleaning products. I highly encourage everyone to consider leaning more on the non-toxic, natural side for products, or even using homemade solutions. Baking soda, white vinegar, lemon juice, hydrogen peroxide are inexpensive, and there's plenty of recipes online and in-home magazines about how to make your own cleaners. I purchase a non-toxic window cleaner, an all-purpose cleaner, and disinfecting wipes, and then I use natural solutions that I make up myself to keep my cleaning supply inventory low. Plastic leftover containers seem to magically multiply, and it's pretty common for us to have more than we could ever use. Sometimes we've invested in a set that's easy, it has match-up tops, and it nests easily, but oftentimes it's a mixed bag of different sizes, shapes, and styles, along with some containers that may have held takeout or plenty of them that have missing lids. Grab yourself a box or a bin or a basket and empty out all of the storage containers so that you can sort through them. Recycle or toss anything that doesn't have a matching lid or it isn't in really good shape. Nothing with tomato stains or warped plastic. Now evaluate how many containers you really have. How many do you really need for food storage? What else could you use if for some reason you ran short? For instance, could you store a sauce or a soup, cooled down of course, in a Ziploc style bag if you didn't have the right size container? As you go to put the containers back, it's best to try to corral them in a bin or a basket than have them all loosey-goosey in your cupboard. A lot of cooks are getting away from reheating anything in plastic due to concerns about toxic BPA, and they're even going to using glass storage containers. So if you're thinking about converting to glass, just understand that it might take up a bit more space because they just don't nest as easily as plastic does. Building an island in your kitchen can be expensive. Maybe you don't always want it to take up that particular space all the time. So consider a rolling or a fold-up cart or an island that you could break out just when you needed it. Maybe you can live at the end of the counter and you can roll it over to the stove when you're looking for that extra flat surface space. At most home goods and box stores, you can find little self-standing shelves that can boost your space in tall cupboards or under shelf storage baskets that attach simply to the edge of a shelf. I like the multi-level shelf risers for my dishes so that I don't have to lift a whole pile of small sandwich plates off of the dinner plates every time I go for one. Be sure to measure your cupboards before shopping. Most of these convenient little shelves or shelf boosters are rubber-covered wire, they're easy to clean, and they come in different sizes. Take the time and consideration to really evaluate before purchasing a small appliance if you have limited space. You know, it sounds like a good idea to dehydrate your own food, but those dehydrators are pretty big, and if you aren't putting up food you grow in your garden, is it really worth it? A client's husband was interested in buying a deep fat fryer, and I played devil's advocate by pointing out that they can be messy, they use a lot of oil that then you have to store, and they can smell up even the best ventilated spaces. Since fried food is on most menus at most restaurants, I suggested that he consider enjoying his chicken wings or French fries when the couple goes out to eat and not investing in that unitasker appliance that his wife really didn't want to sacrifice space for. Don't forget cup hooks. Cup hooks can hold more than just coffee mugs under a cupboard. I use them for frequently used utensils, and I've used command or self-sticking hooks on the back of cupboard doors and closet doors. If you don't like hanging dish towels off the handle of the stove, you can find magnetic hooks so you can hang your towel off of the refrigerator. There are even magnetic-based spice storing systems that could be attached to the side of a cupboard. So with a little attention, you can have your kitchen, small or big, running smoothly and creating healthy, delicious meals without the hassle of disorganization. In future episodes, I'll be covering more topics such as organizing myths and minimalism. Stop by our Facebook page, Minding Your Manner on WGXC 90.7 FM, where you can ask me questions, share a tip or a trick that worked for you, or just join in the conversation. Thanks for joining me. This has been Julie Ulmer on WGXC, helping you mind your manner.